Joining me live in studio right now this morning is Deborah Foley. Deb is with the Star Valley Health Auxiliary. She's on the fundraising committee and here to tell us about some of the items or some of the fundraisers going on now and what the money will be used for. Deb, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate your time today and
appreciate
all that Star Valley Health Auxiliary does. Tell us, how long have you been involved with the auxiliary?
Duke, I've been a member for 3 years now. And enjoy everything the auxiliary does. Our primary function is to raise funds for the hospital. And, you know, I have a list I'll share with you in a minute of some of the things that we've been able to purchase for the hospital. But right now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the fundraiser we have going on.
I understand it's a raffle, correct?
It is a raffle. We are raffling off three wonderful prizes that were donated by businesses in the community, because everything that we are able to do for the hospital is through donations and fundraising. One of the items is a queen-size handcrafted quilt by Joan Clark. And if you're in the Valley, if you've been in the Valley a while, you'll recognize her name. She has done probably thousands of quilts. They're absolutely gorgeous. And so is this one. So we're also raffling a six-month gym membership that was donated by Peak Fitness. The membership's good for the Afton or Thane location, either one. And our third raffle item is a $100 value gift basket that has been donated by The Block Meat.
Great prizes.
Great.
And so how does one get tickets to be put into this drawing?
Okay. You can look for any auxiliary member. You can buy them at the gift shop, which is another feature that the auxiliary does that's at the hospital. When you first go in the door, we'll have the tickets there. There are also some events coming up where you'll find auxiliary members displaying those items, and you'll be able to buy your tickets there. We were in Alpine at the craft show last weekend and sold quite a few tickets there, but we'll be at other gatherings here in Afton, such as Frontier Days, the July 4th parade. We've got a couple of other fundraisers coming up. And there's on July 16th, we have a card party at the Thane Community Center. We'll have tickets available there. We'll have a bingo at the Star Valley Ranch RV Resort on August 21st, which is actually when the drawing will be. It will be on August 21st. You can contact any auxiliary member, step into the hospital. Anyone there would be happy to direct you to the gift shop. Tickets are $10 each. Or if you buy five, we'll give you the sixth one free.
Nice.
Everyone likes a little something free, right? The way the raffle will work is the owner of the first ticket drawn will choose from the three items, their preference. The second ticket owner will choose from the remaining two items, and then the third ticket owner will receive the third raffle item.
Perfect. So you have until, you said your drawing will take place at the last event August 12th, is that right?
August 21st.
August 21st.
And you do not have to be present to win.
Okay. So you have until that time to get some tickets, and you can, of course, find auxiliary at those events that you mentioned throughout the summertime, or just stop by the hospital or contact an auxiliary member. Deb Foley in studio this morning. She's with the Star Valley Health Auxiliary Fundraising Committee. Any other fundraisers happening or up and coming that you'd like to mention, Deb?
Well, those are the main items we have going on right now. I would like to plug our gift shop just a little bit. Because we feel like it's, you know, it's a community service, a place that you can go. Visitors at the hospital can pick up things. Employees and the entire community comes by. It's my go-to place if I need a small gift for someone. You'd be amazed at what we have there. Candles, lotions, adorable baby items, phone chargers. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, totally operated and managed by the auxiliary. Would you like me to list a few of the things that the auxiliary has been able to purchase?
I was going
to
ask, you mentioned some of the functions the auxiliary does. What do you use the money for when you do these fundraisers?
Okay, so the money that we raise goes directly back to benefit patients, and, you know, which indirectly benefits members of the community. Over the past just 2 or 3 years since I've been an auxiliary member, we've been able to buy two medication pumps and donate those to the infusion department, so that patients who are receiving cancer care can actually extend they can receive extended chemotherapy infusions from home. That way they can go home more quickly. We have purchased a chairlift for the care center that assists with moving residents that, you know, with decreased mobility. So we actually are responsible for the three RV hookup spaces that are there for out-of-town patients. Their families can stay right there on site. We've donated a tent canopy for the physical therapy department to keep them out of the weather when they're attending functions outside. We volunteer at the care center, and for many of the hospital activities, we're just, you know, a group. We like to have fun, and while we're doing it, we're helping others. We have our own budget for the hospital, and people, the departments that want to request that our assistance with funding a particular piece of equipment, there's a process that they go through. And, you know, we screen those evaluations or those requests because we really want to we want to purchase things that directly benefit the patients and the community. That's big for us.
Absolutely. Well, Deb, obviously this is a passion for you. You've been at it for about 3 years, you said, and it's got to be extremely rewarding when you put in the work to raise the money and then you see the purchase happen and you see how it helps people. Maybe speak to that and just the way, the reward it makes you feel. And then if someone else wants to get involved and be part of that experience, how do they do so?
Okay. Let me tell you how to get involved first. You can call the hospital at 307-885-5886. Again, that's 307-885-5886. And they will give you information on how to get in touch with us. You can also stop by the hospital gift shop, which is just right there at the main entrance to the hospital, and talk to anyone there in the gift shop. They'll be able to give you the forms and more information. Or you can you see one of the auxiliary members around town at one of the upcoming events. They'll be wearing a bright pink jacket that says Star Valley Auxiliary on it. I'm totally sold on this. We have so much fun doing it. We did a Valentine fundraiser that was at the community center, or not the community center here.
The Civic Center?
Civic Center. Uh-huh. Thank you. The Civic Center, and it was packed. People just kept coming. We served a nice meal. People could talk, could chat, you know, visit with neighbors they hadn't seen in a while. Had a great meal and then raised a large amount of funds that we'll be able to put to really good use at the hospital.
Great. Excellent. Love it. Again, that is Deb Foldy this morning with the Starbody Health Auxiliary and the raffle going on now for those items. Remind us the three raffle items that you're giving away again.
Love to, because they're all such, they're great, great, great raffle items. The queen size handcrafted quilt by Joan Clark, 6 month gym membership donated by Peak Fitness, and the third item is a $100 gift basket donated by The Block Meat.
Very great. You can again get those tickets for the raffle drawing up until into August, and you can stop by the Star Valley Health Auxiliary and talk to them at their events that they're going to be at this summer, or stop by the hospital at the gift shop. Deb, anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
Oh, I think that about covers it. It's like I said, we're an amazing group. Come and join us if you'd like. We'd love to have you, and we appreciate all the support from the community, because without the community support, we wouldn't be able to do all these wonderful things.
Deborah Foley, Star Valley Health Auxiliary. It is the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.